101X, Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason is out sick.
Jason.
But Nick is here. Emily is here. I'm Nick, by the way, if I had to make that clear. I sometimes talk to myself in the third person. That is Emily. And then we also have our intern, Riley, here hanging out. We do have the instant replay from our talkies game. I got some bad news for you, Riley. But that's coming up later because right now I have a very important news story. If I told you that there was a young kitten born with the incredibly rare birth defect of it has no beehole.
Anus.
But luckily, the people of Canada have raised enough money to give this cute little kitten a new
anus.
Yeah.
That was well crafted.
Thank you. Thank you. So Dora is an adorable little tortoiseshell kitten.
Dora
came into the care of the Annex Cat Rescue up in Toronto at the tender age of just 8 weeks old. Unfortunately, Dora was diagnosed with an extremely rare birth defect, an imperforate anus. In other words, she was born without a beehole.
How does that work?
Okay. What? Well, I'll tell you what, things are cinched up. And yeah, so apparently she managed to survive all 8 weeks of her life without ever having a bowel movement.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's rough. That's rough.
Yeah, 8 weeks.
Okay.
Though, as the rescue writes, she gets in the litter box and tries.
Oh, so,
they sought to raise $6,500 for a complicated surgery to remove the painful and life-threatening amount of fecal matter built up in her colon, as well as to construct an anus.
Anus.
And reroute her intestines and repair an internal tear. They raised over $10,000 in just a few days. She had emergency surgery, I guess, last Friday, and now proudly has an anus.
Anus.
They said that she still has a lot of difficult aftercare and still requires 24-hour support, but I believe she has passed her first bowel movement.
Yes.
So congratulations,
right. Dora.
Little Dora. You did it.
So right. Proud of you.
You made a poopy. speaking of not that, you will have after this coming up, Emily wants to know if she is a catfish.
Yeah. I have a beehole, but okay. Am I a catfish?
I wouldn't even go there. That's
oh, okay.
Coming up. Stay tuned. Why Emily thinks she's a catfish. 101X, Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends, except unfortunately Jason is out still taking a little sick day. But Nick and Emily are in studio along with our intern Riley holding down the fort. And Emily just told me earlier today, she said, hey, am I a catfish?
Yeah.
And I'd say, no, you're either human or you're a dancer. Catfish is not an option. But what are you talking about?
So I posted a photo of myself yesterday because I was feeling myself.
Okay, that's allowed.
I think Beyonce says that. Somebody says that.
She certainly does that.
Nick.
That was an okay. Affirmative okay. Response. No criticisms.
All right.
Whatever. I'm taking on the beehive.
Okay. But I posted a picture of myself because I was feeling very Hayley Williams-esque yesterday. You actually told me yesterday.
Did, yeah.
It's probably you implanted this into my mind.
Okay.
Yeah. Riley
Hayley
told me
Williams
yesterday.
Of Paramore, right?
Yeah.
Not
he,
metric.
No, he was like,
okay.
You look like Hayley Williams. And I was like, oh. Do I? Okay. I mean, I've gotten it before. That wasn't the first time.
From the Trader Joe's cashier, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Trader Joe's cashier likes to tell me that all the time. So anyways, I had a Hayley Williams-esque outfit. I put on makeup yesterday. I did my hair, took a picture, and I was like, dang, that's a good picture. And I posted it. And then, I don't know, I was just kind of contemplating life. And I was doing that thing where you just stare at your picture for a while. And then you disassociate from your face. And you're
It's funny. Okay, you can see this at 101X Morning X on Twitter or Emily's Instagram and stuff as well. But yeah
it's on my Instagram too.
I saw this one yesterday and I immediately just thought. She's like, what is she doing?
Why can't I post my face?
I'm just bitter because I am not a photogenic person. I don't take good pictures. We're filming this right now. We're live on Facebook.
Hey, Facebook.
101X, Morning X, Facebook. Yeah,
sure. 101X, Morning X. It's the same everywhere.
We've got links everywhere. So, you can watch it live or watch it later. And you can just see. I know Jason. I'm sitting in Jason's chair because he's out today. And he accuses this camera of being a liar camera. I'll determine whether or not I agree once I review the footage, but I don't take good pictures. I literally had somebody come up to me once, a listener, and they're like, hey, are you Nick? I was like, yeah. I'm like, you look much better in real life. And I was like, thank you.
That's a great compliment.
That's what I've been telling you before.
See, and that's the thing is I've never had that compliment. I've never had somebody look at me and say, you look better in real life than your photos. So that's one of the reasons why it makes me feel like I'm a catfish. The other reason is I've been on a few dates where I've showed up to the date and they just seem so disappointed. And it took me like two bad dates in a row for me to finally, like, again, look at myself in the mirror and say, is it because of me? Like, I think I'm catfishing them not only looks-wise, but personality-wise, because I'm a lot more extroverted and, you know, confident than I think most people would assume based on my pictures. Because I'm like,
in real life.
Yeah. Because I'm like, oh, I look like Hayley Williams. And then I get there and I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm like, I'll buy my own coffee, okay? You don't need to pay for me, man. And so I think I freak people out in that way.
Well, here's the thing. I think you're too good at taking pictures.
Oh, thank you.
Like, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. It's like, okay, like, you have really good pictures. You got to slip a couple mediocre ones in there.
That's just everything. Like, you look at every, you know, all the Instagram and the Kardashians, it's all fake. You can go find plenty of, like, you know, what's the meme Instagram and then real life, and it's...
Yeah. And I mean, I try to not use filters as much as I can. But I mean, like, lighting and stuff, that's important. I mean, it's all about the angles. That's what you got to get on, Nick.
Like, this camera should be like from up here. Like, it should be vertical where I look up. But then you show the bald spot. So it's like, do I show the bald spot? Do I show the double chin?
Right.
What do I do? Just Photoshop some attractive person here. Deep fake me. I give you permission to deep fake me.
That'd be great. But I remember at the end of one of my dates. So the whole date, he just seemed so bored once I got there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know if it's just because you're a boring person, because we had really good conversation before that. Mm-hmm. And but the actual date, he just seemed so bored the entire time. And he kept saying ominous things like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be in Austin that much longer. And I was like,
Oh, yikes.
Oh, really? And he's like, yeah, no, I hate it here. I'm gonna be moving. You know, I'm quitting my job. I'm going to move. And
you
I'm like,
he says he was saying ominous things like, I got a lot of rope.
No,
would look good in some duct tape.
No, it's the opposite. He wanted to go as far away from me as possible.
Skin like a suit.
But I knew that date ended badly because at the end, you know, at the end of a day, even if it's not the best date.
I know a lot into dates. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, the most, like,
number one date guy, this guy.
You know, then the cordial thing to do at the end of the date is, if it went okay,
shove your tongue down her throat.
No.
Oh, man.
If it went okay.
I want to taste your tonsils.
Nick?
But they taste umami.
I think we're going on different types of dates.
Sorry, I'm chilling, chilling my inner incel.
Well, typically,
in the dates, you know.
Typically, you could do the cordial handshake at the end of the day.
You can't do a handshake.
You can.
No, you can't.
If it's not that bad. If it's like a terrible
day. You exchange business cards.
Yeah.
That's how dates go.
A pleasure.
Yeah. No. Thank you for this terrible date, sir, and the fact that I still had to pay for my coffee. Or you could do a little awkward hug, or if it went well, a kiss, or if it went really well, tonsilling, as Nick said. But instead, this is the first time this has ever happened to me. This man gave me finger guns. He literally said, he said, catch you around.
Oh, no.
And then he went with the little finger guns, pew, pew. And if you were live, you could see this.
Look,
yeah.
The opportunities are rare, but ladies of Austin, if you go on a date with me, it's bad. Just leave.
Just leave.
We should just leave.
Where you just sit there and you can just say, you know what? I'm out.
Yeah.
No, you got to be classy and wait for him to go to the bathroom.
We're all adults. It's fine.
Yep. I sat in the car, looked in the mirror, did some finger guns at myself, and then I was like, wow. Maybe I should stop going on dates.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Emily, I am going to just blatantly virtue signal. I'm going to do that simple. I'm going to tell you, you know what? That's not your fault. Just men are toxic. It's 2021 and men are toxic.
Thank you.
The Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Go to our Twitter or something. Yep. Tell us, do we have a poll up?
Oh, no, we don't have a poll.
Okay, we'll
but,
put a poll up there. Have you been catfished? But if you've been catfished, Are you a catfish? Do people think you have catfish photos? Yeah. Get at us at 101X.
Tell me if I'm a catfish.
And yeah, check out Emily's photo. That's all there. Perhaps we'll discuss more catfishing. I think our intern Riley said he's got a couple of catfish stories.
Which, oh, like
I told you, toxic men.
Toxic.
I'm just kidding. He's a goon. That's up next. I can't believe I did that entire song. Didn't even make fun of you. That is Emily-ish. I'm Nick. 101X Morning X Reset. Yeah. 101X Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason's out sick. Nick and Emily holding down the fort in studio. Mm-hmm. Talking about catfish. Emily thinks that she just gives off those catfish vibes.
I give off catfish vibes. Yeah, and so Finger Guns guy, the catch you on the flip side Finger Guns guy, he was actually, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about seeing way too many people that I knew at the club. He was one of them.
Oh, so, no. So yeah. He didn't leave.
This was years ago. Like 2 years ago. A year ago. I don't know. But I saw him at the club and we made eye contact and we did not talk. So I guess I still look like a catfish. His hot brother was there too. And I actually talked to his brother too.
Nice. So. Older or younger brother?
Oh, older brother. Oh, older brother. A lot of tattoos. Very tall.
Okay. All right. Riley, our intern, is also with us in studio. And yes. You said that you've had several... You've been catfished or you catfished?
No, I've never been catfished. I have accidentally catfished someone before.
Okay.
It was back... So I had just gotten out of a long-term relationship. I was trying out dating apps, stuff like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. What can I say? 3 years. Woo! So I was just starting to...
What?
I was trying out like dating apps a little bit. Like I got on like the Tinder and Bumble.
Just dabbling. Just dating apps, yeah.
Just a little bit. Yeah. I didn't have any like pictures of myself that weren't of me beardless. Like I had grown the beard like back into the relationship. So all my pictures had been clean shaven like a year
Baby
and a half
face.
Ago. I had like significantly longer hair. And so I had like just put that on there. I was like, whatever. I look close enough to it. And then I like started talking to someone. We like set up a date and I got there and we like met at the restaurant and I was like, hey, how's it going? I sat down and she was like, who are you?
You were that unrecognizable.
I was like, it's Riley.
Yeah.
And then like we smoothed it out and everything. But like, I guess because I had cut my hair and grown a beard, she was just like, who is this strange man that's sitting at this table with me? Am I about to get mugged?
Yeah. The beard, I mean, your beard looks good. It's not that. But I can understand being a woman talking to some baby-faced dude and then some guy shows up with a beard. Beards can be scary on men.
Yeah.
Beards, evil men can have beards.
I mean, if I was super, I'm sure punk rock physics can tell you that beards are a sign of male dominance or whatever and blah, 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 blah.
Hey, I can grow a beard. No.
Okay.
No, I can't.
Cool.
I want to.
That would definitely be a catfish move. If you grow a beard, you're definitely catfish.
That'd be the move.
Yeah. 101X, Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason's out sick. Nick and Emily in the studio. We're talking about, is Emily a catfish? Does she give off catfish vibes with her dates and things? And I see what you're doing, Emily. I see you're talking here about these terrible dates and all these things. And I just can't find a good guy over the radio. And it's that they flood the DMs. I will warn you. Doesn't work. Using the radio to try to find people to sign your DM doesn't work.
Doesn't work for you, huh?
Yeah, you might have better results. Speaking of better, nope, not a good transition. We're going to talk about why baseball players are stupid babies and need to shut up and just throw the ball. 101X, Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason is still out sick, unfortunately.
Jason.
Which means that it is left for me and Emily to run things here on the Morning X. And we also got our intern Riley in the studio. And we're going to do some sports.
Morning X Sports.
Emily, noted young person, sports hot take artist. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll talk to Dennis tomorrow and she can have another question, not really a comment. Comment, not really a question.
Yeah. See, this is why I do that.
Yeah.
This is my thing.
I don't even know why I'm doing sports right here. I should clearly just be, I should just turn the mic to me. Go.
Today in news.
Sports.
Today in sports news.
There you go. Emily, though, you obviously know who Gerrit Cole is, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you really? Baseball?
He plays baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Pitcher?
Yep. Yeah. Riley, do you know Gerrit Cole?
Yeah, sure. He plays baseball. He's a pitcher.
Yeah, because Riley's a Houston guy. Oh, I see what you did.
Astros.
He is a former Houston Astros pitcher, was one of those cheating Astros, and now he is on the New York Yankees. And baseball is all in a tizzy about foreign substances.
Why'd you stare at me?
Just want to see if you knew what foreign substance were. I should stop doing that. That's not me. Foreign substance, yeah. It's the stuff that pitchers are rubbing onto the balls to get a better grip. The baseball is just littered with these unwritten rules. Like the book says one thing, but we've been doing this by tradition. So it's actually been outlawed, I think, for a long time. But everybody's just looked the other way because they know that the baseball players need to have to be able to get a grip on the ball so they can throw it 118 miles per hour and mm-hmm. not hit, you know, the little Timmy out in the stands. But baseball is finally not tacked down. They're finally going after it and enforcing the rules. And they said, hey, you can't have any of these foreign substances.
Hmm.
And because they had like the super, they called it spider tack. It was the super grip stuff. And like, yeah, that's just ridiculous. That's giving you an unfair advantage.
Yeah.
And baseball players are losing their minds about this.
Of course.
If you've been following baseball, I don't know what to compare it to, like the Montagues and the Capulets, but the baseball players. The players and the owners and the teams have been fighting each other, and it's all about money. They're about to have to redo their collective bargaining agreement about who gets paid what, and they just hate each other. Like, they are so done. There is no communication, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would make a Middle East reference, but that's scary to me, so I won't. but, yeah, so they're Gerrit Cole, now current New York Yankees pitcher, he came out and just said, it's so hard to grip the ball. For Pete's sake, it's part of the reason why almost every player on the field has had something, regardless if they're a pitcher or not, to help them control the ball. And he understands, you know, we are aligned with a lot of the areas of the commissioner's office on this. Please just talk to us. Please just work with us. I know you have to hammer here, but we've been living in a gray area for so long. I would hate to see players get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I was going to blast all the baseball players as being babies. I just have a rational hatred for baseball players because they all seem, you know, it's just, you're making millions of dollars. You're getting all the chicks dig the long ball, and your job is to go out there and play a game.
Yeah.
And like, not
yeah.
even
and
a sport.
It's a slow game, too.
A game.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay.
It's not even like constant, like basketball back and forth or anything, or football where it's like major injuries are probably going to happen. I mean, baseball is a pretty. You go
tame.
Out there, yeah. You go out there. You sit out there for hours at a time, and you mm-hmm. just eat hot dogs and
now,
hang out.
Now there was a pitcher, Tyler Glasnow. I don't know if he is Tampa Bay Rays. He recently had to have he had a partially torn ulnar collateral ligament and a flexor tendon strain. Don't worry your flexor,
mm-hmm.
Which he blamed on having to adjust his pitching motion because of the balls, mm-hmm. and that's he blamed the injury on that. So it Gerrit Cole kind of has a point,
yeah.
But I'm gonna stick to my old man sports guns and say, you're paid millions of dollars. Go out in your backyard and throw baseballs until you can figure out how to do it without your your spider tack.
Is the argument that we've been cheating for so long we don't know how not to?
Kind of.
It kind of sounds
kinda.
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah. Like he literally said, yeah. He goes on. His point is kind of like, hey, you should have done this in the off season mm-hmm. where we can adjust to it, not where we've been training our bodies to do a certain thing.
And I get
he wants to switch it.
I feel like that's more of a coaching issue than anything because at the end of the day, it hasn't been enforced for this long, like
exactly.
he was saying. So, of course, those players are going to get used to it. And is it really illegal if everybody knows about it? Like, it's not like secret information that makes it so that somebody else gets an advantage. Like, if everybody knows in the, you know, underneath that this is what you can do and... I'm just saying.
This is spoken like a Houston Astros fan right there. Everybody's banging on your trash can.
I'm just saying.
It's fine, right?
Like, is it really cheating if everybody had the ability to do it and had the knowledge that this was happening?
Well, look, I could go super inside baseball with you and tell you that it's now become it's either strikeouts or home runs and that this is because the pitchers are able to control the ball too much and they can throw 100-mile-an-hour changeup. A guy literally did it the other night. Was it Gerrit Cole? I forget who it was, but he threw a 98-mile-an-hour changeup. That's supposed to be a slow pitch.
Yeah.
And when you're approaching triple figures. And so baseball needs to do something to fix all this, to make it more of an offensive game and all that stuff. And but also, like, I agree with Gerrit Cole. Their baseballs should be treating the baseballs with whatever is the legal thing. Because rosin is the legal thing. Like, this goes back to the olden days. You know, when it was 1894 and, you know, Whitey McElroy is up there and he's just spitting on it with the tobacco juice or, you know, they say that sunscreen was the thing that people use a lot. Like, that's fine. You have to be able to grip the baseball,
mm-hmm.
but make the baseballs sticky. That's on MLB. And they don't do it because they keep on throwing in. You have to treat the baseball. You have to work it in. It's like a football in the NFL. You know, you have to break it in so it's nice and good and you can use it. And they're not doing that because they're trying to get all these balls in and out of the game so they can sell game thrown balls to the fans. So everybody just needs to stop worrying about profits, focus on your sport, or don't, because it's baseball. I don't care. Nobody cares about baseball. NFL season. How about it? Fantasy football. Yeah!
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.